From KUOW, this is The Record for Friday, the 21st of February. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. The Seattle Police Department is pushing for new technology that would use security footage to help identify suspected criminals. The facial recognition software would scan faces from surveillance cameras and then compare them to criminal mugshots already on file. The police department would pay for the software with a $1.6 million grant from the Department of Homeland Security. The plan needs approval from the Seattle City Council before it can take effect. Seattle City Council member Bruce Harrell sponsored the bill.
So this system is known as Booking Photo Comparison Software. And what it allows the police department to do is, if given a digital image of a person, let's say from a bank or from a 7-Eleven, given the digital image, it will allow us to compare that image to a whole database of people who have already been convicted of crimes, the actual database we already have, and then a software check to see if there's a match.
What would trigger analysis of security footage to find out if anyone has a mugshot?
Well, it can only be done on a suspect, and we've defined very clearly who a suspect is in this situation, a person where an officer believes that they have a reasonable belief that the person is involved in a crime. In other words, they've been handed footage of a person that, you know, an impartial witness determined was a suspect, and then they compare that to the database. It does not involve random checking of folks or people who are not been suspected of a crime.
So I suspect this person committed a crime. I don't know who they are, but this matching system will tell me if they have a record.
Exactly. And what we're doing now is we have to do a manual, just like you'll see on television, where they're actually looking through a computer, looking through a book of photos. It automates that system.
How do you know this surveillance would not violate individual privacy?
Well, what we've done on the city council, what I've done on my committee, is I've made sure that the ACLU and the Seattle Human Rights Commission and all of the people that are privacy advocates, the Seattle Privacy Group, I've had all these people involved in the process. We've had several open forums discussing the archiving policy, the use policy. So we try to make it as open and transparent as possible. You know, many of us are high into privacy rights, of course, and so this policy was given approval by the ACLU in a written email. And so, again, we've tried to make sure that everyone's rights are protected.
So everyone you've run this by who usually has high concern about personal privacy has said this is okay?
No, and that would be an overstatement. There are many people that don't believe the government should use any kinds of surveillance equipment, that they cannot be trusted with the use of this kind of database or this kind of system. So, no, I can't say that it's been universally accepted, but the ACLU has signed off on the policy. And again, you know, how we use this software is subject to annual audits, and so who uses this information, how we use it, we're subject to an audit that's open for public scrutiny. So, but no, to say that everyone in the world supports it, that would be a misstatement.
Bruce Harrell, as you know, the Seattle Police Department is in the midst of major reforms mandated by the Federal Justice Department. There's an acknowledged distrust between police and community. Why will Seattleites trust the Seattle Police Department to implement this technology in a just and legal way?
Well, I don't fully agree with the premise that everyone mistrusts the police department. I think that there have been acts of misconduct. But I believe there are a lot of fine officers there that are doing a great job as well. And so I think that there is trust, but you establish trust by making sure what you do is open and transparent. Once again, this policy, we've been very open about it. We've held several public hearings. I've actually asked the police department questions that the privacy groups have asked me to ask. They've put it all out there in writing and on tape. So I think that's how you build trust, quite frankly. And again, if there's a situation like when we had the Super Bowl parade and we have mass groups, we need technology in case something bad happens. This is why we're doing this. We're doing this to try to protect them. And I think, again, that's how you earn trust.
The Seattle Police Department has an interim chief right now. Why not wait until a permanent chief is hired to enact this policy?
Well, I don't think that people doing bad acts out there are going to wait for a new chief. So I think that what we do is we do business effectively in the interim. We have a good leader in Harry Bailey as a chief, so I don't think we wait in anything. I think those are delayed tactics. So I think we move forward with strong public safety and continue to look for a chief.
You told Cairo TV that this information would not be kept from the federal government. Why would this be shared with the federal government?
No, what I intended to say, if it didn't come out the way I wanted it to be, is that the database, how it's used, there's no intent right now to use it for the federal government. If, in fact, the federal government wants access to this, they, like anyone else, would have to make sure that they comply with our audit system, that we know what they're using and how they're using it. This is generally not used for federal crimes, but it can be there. And so, again, however it's to be used, it'll be open and transparent. And again, we do have acts of terrorism. We have international crimes that we're concerned about in our city. And so, again, we have to cooperate with our federal authorities. And I only think that makes smart sense.
It's your idea, but do you have any concerns about the program?
I certainly have concerns. Whenever surveillance equipment is used, whenever we're using human judgment in terms of how software is used, I always have concerns. And so to address those concerns, what I've done is, again, I've made sure that whenever any person or any system is being activated to use the software, that there is an actual log of use, and that log of use is available for you and I to examine. I think that's what you do to make sure that it's used properly, and that's how those are the safeguards we've put in place.
I'm speaking to Seattle City Council member Bruce Harrell. What are the chances that this bill passes, and what's your sense of whether Ed Murray would agree with it?
Well, I think that he will. Again, I've talked to my colleagues about it. We've had two long meetings. We actually held the legislation at the end of last year during the holiday season because I wanted to make sure it got the public scrutiny that it deserves. I feel confident that we have the votes, and I think it's good technology to protect our city.
As you heard, Seattle City Councilmember Bruce Harrell, he's sponsoring a bill that would allow the Seattle Police Department to use facial recognition software to identify criminal suspects caught on security cameras. With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. You are listening to The Record on KUOW.